This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne. Time now for your letters. A number of you wrote in about Tom Goldman's piece last week on Olympic speed skating medalists Shawnee Davis and Joey Cheek. During the story, Mr. Goldman makes a comment after Mr. Davis said he did what was best for him, writes Steve Martin of Sunrise, Florida. Tom made reference to Joey Cheek and the donation of his prize money. I would like to point out that people make donations or support causes because that is what is right for them. Mentally healthy people look out for their best interests. Joey Cheek did the right thing, as did Shawnee Davis. Congratulations to both of them and to the rest of the people at the Olympics doing the right thing. Matt Hackworth's segment on a public television station that is eliminating its on-air fundraising prompted a number of letters, including this one from David Reynolds of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. He writes, "Our local NPR affiliate, WWNO in New Orleans, has evolved Fundraising Week to a time, twice a year, that I and others welcome for heightened enjoyment. Both the radio personalities we've come to know and guests from the community make this twice-a-year event reason to laugh, celebrate, and belong. The recent Valentine's Day fundraiser was all that WWNO could do given post-Katrina phone system and other limitations, but all concerned still passed a good time and raised an impressive sum to keep the station running. Of course, this is New Orleans, after all." And many of you wrote to express your enjoyment of the film music series with Andy Trudeau. David Derbes of Chicago writes, "I was amused by Andy Trudeau's remark during the soundtrack to Constant Gardener. Thanks to Ennio Morricone, as a male chorus was heard swelling in the background, recalling the oft-used technique in the soundtracks to spaghetti westerns. I wonder, though, if there was a similar note of gratitude that might have been offered to one of Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble, the Iranian composer Kalyan Kalor. The last theme discussed in Memoirs of a Geisha seemed to have a melody very reminiscent to me of the end of Kalor's The Mountains Are Far Away. If you like our film music series, stand by. The next installment is about to begin. Write to us. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link."